Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or a roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny was well on the road to recovery. The scars on her face and the condition of her eyes, the doctor's only worries, when they told her that the man she was to marry, Barry Carlton, was dead. The shock produced a complete collapse. Knowing now that Barry is dead, Penny no longer wants to live. At Penny's home in Rossville for a brief but needed rest, Penny's mother, Grace, talks to Jed, Penny's invalid foster father. Grace says,
"Of course, Dr. Weston doesn't say it's hopeless, but it isn't medicine or anything a doctor can do that'll help Penny now, Jed. It's
up to her all the way."
"Yes.
I understand that, Grace. The boy's untimely passing has broken her heart."
"Oh, well, Dr. Weston feels that if Penny's attitude doesn't change, she'll die, Jed."
"Well, I'm sorry to say that doctor knows what he's talking about, too. What did Penny say when you talked to her?"
"Very little."
"Just about half listening to you, eh?"
"That much."
"Mm-hmm."
"Oh, Jed, I knew it'd be a terrible blow to Penny when I told her Barry was dead, but I had no idea it would have this effect on her."
"What effect did you think it would have on her?"
"Well..."
"Did you think she'd let it go with a few respectful tears? That boy was her life. It's no surprise to me the child wants to die. The life's gone out of her already. She's a shell. And a badly broken shell at that."
"She has to be helped, Jed. She has to be made to see that her life can go on even if Barry's couldn't."
"I realize that, Grace. Realize it because, well, I more or less had to face the same thing when the strange doings of fortune sat me in this wheelchair for the rest of my days. Rather gave up the will to live myself for a while there."
"Oh, I wish I could make her find the same thing you found."
"No reason why you can't."
"But I've talked to her, Jed, pleaded with her, reasoned with her, said everything I could think of to try to make her understand that when a loved one dies, life has to go on for those left behind. But I might as well have been talking to the wall for the response I got."
"You were talking to a wall, Grace. A wall of sorrow, behind which is nothing but emptiness, hopelessness, and the dark scenery of bereavement. It's hard for a voice from out in the daylight of comparative happiness to pierce that wall sharply enough to be heard."
"Well, you make it sound hopeless, Jed."
"Well, I don't mean to. Just trying to explain why it's difficult to get through to Penny and make her realize that, well, Barry's passing may be the greatest tragedy of her life, but she's going to face tragedy again. And here's where she has to find the courage to face the rest of life and its unhappiness."
"Jed, I've tried all that."
"And no reaction, eh?"
"None whatsoever. All she says is, I just don't care. Jed, on the trip back from Heatherton this afternoon, I was thinking..."
"Mm-hmm."
"It's a great deal to ask. Maybe even too much, but for some reason or other, Penny's always listened to you when none of the rest of us could get a word in."
"You mean you think it might help if
it could possibly be done, I wish you'd go to the hospital and talk to her."
"Well, the fact is, Grace, I was just about to suggest it myself. Ask if you didn't think I might be of some help to her. But it'll present a problem getting there."
You wouldn't go in an ambulance, would you?"
"No, wouldn't want to do that. Isn't the idea of it. It's expense."
"Mm-hmm."
Oh, there's Freddy. He could carry me to Penny's car and...
Jed, I know he'll do it. Freddy, he'll do anything for us. Oh, but it's a shame to ask him. He has so much to do out at the farm before the winter comes. And he has to do most of it himself with Nora's father so ill.
Yes, yes, that's right, Grace. Didn't think of that. I tell you who we could get, though. Johnny. Johnny'd be glad to do it.
Oh, if he's not busy.
You forget, Grace, that even if Johnny is running the Billings Construction Company single-handed, I'm still his boss. He won't be busy. And I won't have to pull rank on him. I happen to know he has a rather light day tomorrow.
Oh, Jed, it'd be wonderful if Johnny could take you down. Shall I call him and ask him if he's free?
No. I'll call him. I have to talk to him about another matter anyhow. Tomorrow will be all right for me to see Penny?
Well, the sooner the better, I'd say.
Well, then I'll go down to here tomorrow. Though I don't quite know what I'm going to say to her when I get there.
It'll take some saying if it's going to be something to help her, Jed.
Yes, guess it will.
If she could just be made to talk, she won't say anything. If she could be made to talk about Barry and have a good cry, get some of the sorrow out of her system, that might help.
Take the sorrow out of her. It'll be like taking the heart out of her, Grace, because I imagine her heart is solid sorrow. Can't find words to say how sorry I am for her.
Jed, this may sound heartless, but sympathy is the one thing Penny mustn't get, not right now. Certainly, we all feel sorry for her, but she needs words of encouragement,
not sorrow. Oh, I realize that. I realize that, Grace, and I don't intend to go down there and give her a shoulder to cry on. It's some sort of spiritual help she needs. The prescription calls for the right words and the right thoughts at the right time, and I'm just hoping that I have them.
Come in.
Good afternoon, Miss Gibbs.
Hello, Dr. Evans.
Well, I was in the mood for a little company because I'm off for a few hours. And I rather hoped you might be in the mood for company, too.
No, thank you, Doctor.
Oh, now, come on. You can stand me for a few minutes, can't you?
If you like.
That's better. Say, don't you want to shade up? It's a beautiful afternoon. Why, to look at it, you'd never guess it.
No, please, Dr. Evans. I'd rather have the shades the way they are.
You're not still sensitive about those scars on your face, are you?
It isn't the scars.
Well, I hope not. Dr. Weston gave your report to Dr. James at the plastic surgery clinic this morning, and James says he'll have no trouble at all making you as beautiful as ever.
I'm sorry, Dr. Evans, but I just...
Now, look. You want to give the boys a break, don't you? I'm speaking not only for myself, but for all the men in the world when I say you have to be as beautiful as ever again. Well, if not, what are we going to admire?
I'm sure I don't know.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. But look,
Miss Gibbs, I'm going to call you Penny if it's all right with you. No, I'm going to call you Penny even if it isn't all right.
It's quite all right.
Good. Penny, I didn't really come to see you because I don't have anything to do for a while. I've plenty to do. But one of the things on my schedule is a little talk with you.
Dr. Evans, you should know that talking isn't going to do any good.
Talking can work wonders sometimes, if it's subtle enough. But I've never tried to be subtle with you. I've tried to be, well, not only a doctor, but a friend, too. I've always been honest with you about everything.
You weren't honest with me about Barry. He's been dead for days, and you never told me.
You were in no shape to be told. And I wasn't dishonest about him. I just didn't tell you anything at all about him. Penny, listen to me. You're slowly killing yourself being this way. It's as if little by little, drop by drop, you were absorbing a deadly poison. Now, you have to stop or you will be on our list of casualties, too.
Maybe that's where I want to be.
You? Young, beautiful, with a whole life ahead of you? You want to die?
Why shouldn't I die?
For a lot of reasons. The main one being you didn't.
I wish I had.
Penny, you have to stop saying
that. I won't stop thinking it. I ought to die. I'm not very much alive right now.
No, you're certainly not. That was a rather senseless thought under the circumstances. But Penny, listen. This wouldn't affect you so if you'd seen enough of death to know it's a natural and to be expected thing. We're born to live. But we die in due time, all of us. There's no escaping it.
There was no reason for Barry to die. There was no reason.
Let me finish.
Look, I hate to have you go on, believe me. It's useless.
All right, it's useless then, but let me leave you with something to think about. Of course it was tragic for him to die. I've seen a lot of death, but his touched even me. Perhaps because I knew it would mean so much to you.
It meant my life to me, Dr. Evans. Because he was my life.
Let me finish, please.
All right.
Penny, a doctor lives with illness, with people who are broken in spirit, in mind, and in body. A doctor lives with death. Death that is merciful. Death that is tragic and untimely. Death that sometimes seems unnecessary.
It wasn't at all necessary.
Penny, there's a ward in this hospital where babies are born, where life begins, where a human being takes a first breath instead of a last, where a person starts out on the adventure called life.
I know that.
Then don't you realize something? Life is a cycle. We live that cycle, all of us. But we don't all live it at the same time. Some of us die as others are born. Some come to the end when others are just beginning.
Well, I want it to end.
You mustn't keep saying that, Penny. There's always life, whether it's life that has just begun in a newborn baby, or life that goes on for those of us whom destiny has allowed more years than we expect or want. Your life has to go on, Penny, because it was Barry's life that stopped, not yours.
Dr. Evans, you seem to think it's just a matter of saying that life has to go on, don't you? No, it isn't that simple. It's true, there's always life. But there's always a meaning for every life. And now my life has no meaning. So where there's no meaning, there's no reason for life. And life without reason is no life at all.
So Penny Gibbs has lost all desire to recover from her injuries and all will to live. And no one, it seems, can convince her that there is any reason to go on living. Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Say, have you heard the big news? In the great Kroger Hot Dated Coffee Contest, you have the opportunity to win a big, luxurious Hudson sedan, an Alaska sealskin fur coat valued at $1,400, a Westinghouse laundromat, roaster, or adjust-o-matic iron. In 5 weekly contests, Kroger is awarding 1,160 prizes. The third week's contest closes midnight tomorrow, October 29. Get your entry blank with full details at your Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.